Kutatera, Parshas Achre, page 50. This parsha speaks a lot about Yom Kippur. It says, "On this day he will forgive you, the Tayrechem, to purify you, mikol chatisech, from all your sins, lift the Hashem to Torah, before Hashem you will become pure." It says, "In a yeshlahov and mashakos yichaper stam." The pasuk says, "On this day yichaper, he will forgive." Who's the he? The pasuk doesn't say. It should have said yichaper Hashem aleichem. Hashem will forgive you. It's known to answer this question. Yom Kippurim is Yemat Tshuva. Yom Kippur is the concept of Tshuva. The Inyan Tshuva. What is the Inyan of Tshuva? Lahoshiv Nafshu Alekis, to return the godly soul to Mokar Chaytzva, to the place where it's carved out from. Kmei Shahay Sakei the Mishtaushes, before the neshama came down into the world. And before coming down into this world, the slabish begufa the megashmi, before it comes into the person's body, in other words, like this, as we know that Rebbe explains in Tanya that the word tshuva, unlike the world's definition, means regret. That's the word charata. Tshuva means returning. So what's the union of tshuva, which Yom Kippur is the concept of tshuva? The neshama returning to the place of godliness where it came from. Where did the neshama come down before it comes into the body? It comes down from very great lofty levels of Hashem. So what's the union of tshuva, which is the union of Yom Kippur? The neshama returning to that stage and level that it was before. Like it says in the Zayah. And the pasuk v'yipach be'ap of nishmas chayim. By other tradition, it says he blew into his nose a spirit of life. Everything else in creation said Vayemer Vayem Hashem said. By Nisham it says Hashem blew. It says in the Zayim Andanof Mitaych Nafach, one that blows from his innards. Shemetchil Oya Hevel Kolubim Kedav Eshoshim. Before you blew it, before you blow something, so the air is still part of you, the air that you're blowing out. The essence of the person. But after the blowing comes out in the descent of the levels, it changes from essence to essence. And therefore it comes down into the person's world, into this world. But Al Rebbe explains that what's the inyan of tshuva? Neshama returning to the place where it comes from. Where did it come from? From a place of pre-blowing, so to speak, before Hashem blew the neshama into other tradition, which is the essence of Hashem. So what's the inyan of tshuva? Returning the neshama to that level. He says, "Asher al kein tzrich tzarich lashiv alim kerek shahaisa." It needs to go back where it was in the source. To elevate his nefesh to Hashem, to be bound and connected to Hashem, to become back connected and bound the way it was before the neshama came into the body. So Rebbe again here asks the famous question that many Maimarim asked the question, what in the world is the purpose of a neshama coming down from such a lofty place into such a low place? V'tzarech kami yegiyas, and it needs a lot of effort, la'ashiva k'mekeidem, to return it where to the place it came from. V'halavai t'yashava mal yisrael, should only be, halavai that should be, you know, that we don't ruin it along the way. Because journeys, the Gemara says, is a dangerous place. And he travels, it's a dangerous situation. The travels of the neshama are a dangerous situation. So why in the world did Hashem want that the neshama that comes from such a lofty place should come down to such a low, 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 low place? So he says, we need to understand. The pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha Eish Eichlohu. Hashem, your God, is a consuming fire. So the Torah likens Hashem to a fire. What's the connection between Hashem and the fire? Al derech mashal k'shem she'esh ein ameir ve'ein nitpas. Just like a fire doesn't shine and doesn't become grasped to be called light, ve'esh achenechas b'psila e'be'etzim. The only time fire is a fire when it comes into a wood or fuel. That's when it's a fire. If there's no fuel, there's no fire. So you need wood or fuel or something in a wick to make the fire shine and be called fire for that matter. Because if you know that the Rambam writes, that the Rambam brings on Tanya, fire by nature goes back to where it comes from. So you need, in order to keep a fire down here, it must have a fuel to keep it. The second the fuel is over, the fire is not there anymore. The same thing, the word of Hashem that created the heaven and all the creation. So he says, the pasuk says, Hashem not only is Hashem a fire, Hashem said, my words are like fire. Therefore, in order to keep that power of Hashem in the world, which is like fire that needs fuel, so our neshama coming into the world is the fuel that keeps Hashem in the world. It says al derech mashal, yestev abchinas istalkas l'mshoshe v'kaded l'kula. The estimate of Hashem, upsari achzel l'kah, and like the pasuk says, from my own flesh, I can see Hashem. What does that mean? Speech comes in the element of fire. Because what comes out? Hot air, basically. Air comes out. The speech comes from the heart through the windpipe. Because where does speech come from? Basically, air. It comes from the heart into the windpipe. So the heart is, the brain is mayim, cold, like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, and the heart is fire. Therefore, the three letter Hey Lamid Beis is Halev and Hevel and Lahav, which is fire, air, and heart. It's all the same thing because it's all the fire. And it says to understand how this works by Hashem, this concept of fire. Ain't that beer can. It's not for here to explain, it's explained somewhere else. But maska yab. Nimsa, it comes out like this. She actually called it b'shem erd avaya. You can't use the word the revelation of Hashem. Vein and it is b'shem erd v'ziv klal. And therefore, the ray of Hashem cannot be called a ray. Aki emayde hamshoch as ishtal shesamad regas rabbis. Only through the chain of many worlds, she enit is a erd. Is that the earth should be grasped into something physical, like it says, Kulam b'chokhma sisa. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, in order for Hashem's revelation to be a revelation, it needs fuel. The only thing which is the fuel is this world. Otherwise, it's all spiritual. There's nothing physical keeping this revelation of Hashem to be called a revelation. So therefore, that's why you need the neshama coming down into the world. It's known what the pasuk says in Tehillim. That you forever, Hashem, your words are standing in the heaven. The word of Hashem that the heavens were made needs of Shem la'olam is always constantly in the heaven. Why, like he says in Shayichet v'amunah. And so it says in Medrash Tilim, and so on and so forth.
There's a chance of losing that neshama.
The neshama you mean?
Yeah. So it could go over 50 levels.
If you don't eat for a long time, you die.
Hashem wants to take that chance.
The person goes on a hunger strike. Not a fake one that they eat when nobody's looking, but I mean a real hunger strike, you can't live for X amount of days. After, you're not going to be able to live. Why? Because food is the fuel that keeps the neshama in the body, just physically. Scientifically, medically, you know, you need to eat. So the same thing is ruchnius. In order to keep Hashem in the world, that's why, remember, we're in Kabbanis, Kabbani lach mili ishai. Kabbanis is God's bread. Just say food keeps the neshama in the body, Kabbanis keep God in the world.
But in our hand, whether God is in the world or not?
Yes. Yeah, if we all go on strike, it ain't good. It's not going to be. Okay, three lines in the end of the column. So now, how did the world exist for 2,500 years before Torah was given? There was no fuel for 2,500 years. So he says, Until Matan Torah, the way Hashem existed in the world was because of His kindness. Chafetz Chesed Hu Hashem's Chesed. In other words, ideally you need avayd of the person to keep the Hashem in the world. For the first 26 generations, and that's where we learned what the Medrash says, before Baruch Shem on Shabbos we say the Kapitul Tilim with the 26 Kilo Olam Chazdeis. Not only is it Yud Kevavke, but the Medrash says that why did the Dovid HaMelech write 26 Kila Olam Chasdei? So simply the meaning of Kila Olam Chasdei means forever is your kindness. Your kindness is forever. Kila Olam Chasdei. Forever, Lo'olam, forever is your chesed. But the Medrash says no. Kila Olam, the fact that there is a world existing, Chasdei is the chesed of Hashem. Because for the first 26 generations there was no Torah Mitzvahs. But there was no Torah Mitzvahs in the physical world. Let's try that again. There was no Torah Mitzvahs to keep Hashem in the world. Matan Torah didn't exist yet. No. He had a bris mila.
No, but I'm saying, so he elevated that aspect.
That one aspect, but you need 613 to do it.
Is that what keeps a Jew around that doesn't do any Torah mitzvahs?
The Torah mitzvahs of other Jews help for him too. Achli es chayim v'kayamim la'elam v'yayin li'yesh. But now, after that, what keeps Hashem permanently in the world is ayidei ma'aseh tachteinim dafka to the actions of what we do down here. That's what keeps Hashem in the world. But also, if you tzart of afasisiv, whoever calls him my name and my glory, I created, formed him, and made him. Meaning, whoever keeps teda mitzvahs causes. But also, if you tzart of afasisiv, that Hashem comes down into the world. Shem derech klal. The mach mitzvah sasev shasam mitzvahs leisatzah. 248 positive, 365 negative. Shemayim b'chinas kelim. They are the kelim lashros er Hashem to keep Hashem in the world, and that explains why did Hashem give us 613 mitzvahs. Why couldn't He give us 10, 15, 20, 50? Why do you have to give us 613 mitzvahs? The answer is because there's 613 different vessels for different revelations of godliness. And therefore there's 248 positive mitzvahs, because each mitzvah brings down into the world something of godliness that no other mitzvah could bring down. It's a unique, each mitzvah is a unique vessel to bring down the lukus. And therefore teda mitzvahs are like the seal of the eight, and the wick and the wood. Why does Hashem need us to keep, force him to stay here? So he quotes the Zayad, he lav urcha de malka. It's not the normal way of a king to speak or to deal with peasant language. King doesn't deal with peasantry. Therefore, world compared to Hashem is a peasant, even lower. So normally, why should Hashem associate with the world? A king doesn't associate with simpletons. So therefore, you need to force Hashem to be down here, and that's third mitzvah. Pirush, milin dichdei. Sheina Me'erke. Words that are nothing, that are not at all in the realm of Hashem. Okay, so he says, Vine, kol alayim esoyeinu v'tachteinu. All the worlds, the highest worlds, the lowest worlds, and so on, immediately that yeite legabe kosh bochum b'chveide v'atzme. Are idle words, simpleton words, compared to Hashem. Why? Because any world, even the highest spiritual world, is still a world. Which means there is an entity of a world. And that level of a world, by definition, means a limitation. Because that's what defines it, is that particular world. Now, if it's a limited definition of what that world is, even the highest spiritual infinite world, it's still a world. And therefore, it's defined by a certain characteristic. That, compared to Hashem, is nothing. And therefore, he says, the world is nothing compared to Hashem. So why should Hashem want to hang out in the world? The king doesn't hang out in the baros, with the simpletons. What?
The whole world every second.
Who?
Hashem. Why does he need my neshama to?
Because your neshama is what keeps him down here.
He's already here.
No. There's a certain thing you do, and he does, and he does, and she does, and I do, that unique avodah of me is what keeps Hashem down. For me, for the world, for what I accomplish. No, we said that many times. The Rebbe said the definition of a birthday is the day God realized. It's a funny expression, but God realized the world can't exist without you. What do you mean the world can't exist? Why can't the world exist without you? Unless you mean it for a minion, you know. Otherwise, you're worthless, right? Why? No, because there's a certain mission that you and only you accomplishes in life that nobody else can do. Nobody else can do but you. But me, but him, but her.
God forbid, if you doesn't, if he or she doesn't do a thing or his thing, but he's here every second.
But there's a lack, no. There's something lacking in the connection of Hashem in the world, because John Doe, Jewish John Doe, Yaakov Doe, whatever, is not doing mitzvahs.
And that's why Moshiach is not here.
Correct. By the way, don't blame anybody else. We are not doing as much as we should be doing. Not that we're not doing anything. Chas v'shalom, you don't have to think that way. But compared to what we should be doing, we're not doing it. So we are also holding back Moshiach from coming.
Somebody's pointing a finger, somebody three fingers, or to himself.
To yourself, yeah. Okay, so he says,
Rabbi, if our mitzvot are so essential to God's presence here, why did he delegate it to such small number of all the creation? Why not more people except you?
Because that unique minority is what brings godliness into the world.
Wouldn't it be more better?
No. The non-Jews, no. In order to function in a business, right? You know how many people it takes?
Even everybody.
No, 1 second. You know how many people it takes to run an office? Just think about it. You needed the paper, yeah? So you needed all those people planting trees and cutting the trees and making it into paper. And you need a million, for one guy running an office with a desk and a computer, you know how many people in the world that took to get that? You have to have people planting the trees and cutting the trees and this and that and a million different things, right? Just for me to be able to run my office. Now, the Jews are running the office. They're doing the business. But in order for the world to be doing Torah mitzvahs, it cannot be done in a jungle. It has to be done in a civilized place. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, that all the goyim in the world, the 7 billion whatever people in the world, have their mission is to civilize the world. That's their given the 7 mitzvahs b'nei neach. After the world is a civilized office, then you can have the boss come in and run the business. The Jews were chosen to run the business, but they have an equally important role of getting the business ready for to get the room ready for the business staff.
And then again, if the Jews are signed to run the world, why are they only in a limited area? Why not order?
They're all over the world, though.
They're not.
Chabad is all over the world.
For centuries, no.
Because there was a difference in the time of refining the world. Years ago, the Jews in Israel were able to refine the world. Then it came out that how the Jews in South Africa, Australia, Argentina, those countries get elevated. So Hashem sent Jews there.
Have a wonderful day.
No. Uh-huh. Is it?